Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Keith, you wanna do a financial update?
Sure, we actually do have September financials. We have a total of cash investments of $13,641,000, of which $9,959,000 belongs to FAD, which leaves us only about $3.7 million for out of equip funds. And we keep mentioning this out there, but we've made $214,000 in bank interest so far this year compared to only $6,000 last year. That was a result of us moving the money from M&T Bank to PCSB. And that's really all I have for financial update. If there's any questions, of course.
Anybody have any questions?
Just that you moved to PCSB.
We moved our money from M&T Bank that was paying 0.01% to we're earning 60 basis points under prime at PCSB. So it's like 4.6 right now.
Great.
Vinny, I've got to put you on the spot. We got any update on contracts for additional funding?
We're working on a contract that we hope to share with you shortly. We're getting very close. It's going to be very similar to what you have now that we're operating under. We have to modify a little bit to kind of comport with the DEC contract that we're operating under, so it should be soon.
You know, this is a race here between you and the DEC getting the MS4 permit.
I guarantee we'll be.
I bet you will.
I was thinking about the same time. But
you said you'll guarantee you'll win or you'll lose?
We'll win, hopefully. No, we're close to getting you something. We have a very good rep circulating.
All right, because we got to know soon, because we got to make some decisions about who we're laying off first.
Well, you know, it is going to be a capital contract, so.
I understand.
Yeah, okay. So you're not.
We'll work on that.
You might want to set up the counties again.
Is there anything left with Putnam County?
Putnam has about $2.1 million left.
Really?
Yes. I'm shocked nobody noticed that before.
I didn't think it was that much. I thought it was closer to a million.
I'll double check. I'm pretty sure it's 2.1.
Okay.
As of the end of last year.
Okay, adoption of the 2004 EBO budget. Anybody had a chance to take a look at the budget?
And the budget was sent out to everyone in the Finance Committee. Unfortunately, there's no one from the Finance Committee here at the moment.
You wanna...
I have talked to Warren, and I believe you got a copy of it too.
I got what?
A copy of the budget before.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
You saw it at the last meeting.
I had sent you a copy in advance as well. There's, budget is pretty much similar to last year. We've had to be really conservative as far as what our, Kevin's been conservative about what he thinks we're going to be able to spend money on. Obviously, if more money comes in, then as we discussed earlier, we may do a revised budget to enhance our projects. But as of right now, you know, we've still got the the sewer study is still in here because last year we only wound up getting $75,000 from the DEC for it. So the rest of that should come this year, or this year in 2024. Other than that, the rest of the budget is pretty much just normal increases. The there's a built-in 4% cost of living adjustment. I've heard through the grapevine that the our health insurance is supposed to go up 6.5%. Let's hope that's all it is, because other places are going higher.
Mm-hmm.
We do have we had good luck having the intern last year. It was a big help, so we've got a budget in there to have an intern for 3 months during the summer. Yeah, pretty much much all I have to say.
Any questions on the budget? Can I get a motion to approve the preliminary budget?
Motion to approve preliminary budget.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Kevin, you're up.
So we are working on the closure of about 35 programs right now, which is a big project in West Salem that we'll close out this fall, which we count for about 35 kilograms going into construction for fall and winter. We have another approximately 70 kilograms, so we're gonna add a quick 100 kilogram flip for what's open now and what is starting construction in short order to get us up to approximately 810. And then as we go into the spring, we will watching the budget closely, look at which projects we will be rolling out. We do expect a large project in Kent to go forward in winter, spring, after permitting has been accomplished, which is approximately 78 kilogram swing. So that's a big project that will push us very close to the 900 level of kilograms reduced. And then as you can see, we have a handful of projects still in the yellow that'll work us towards completion of the first 10-year goal. The hope is, and then what we've been operating under, is that we will have a permit by the spring to work on there so that we could then look at what projects are open, see what has to be carried over to the next goal, the next permit once it comes out. So we'll keep working towards that and communicating with DEC. Hopefully, if we hear anything before you guys, which I doubt we would, we'll be happy to share any information.
Questions? Who's doing going on?
I'll go on that. So everyone should have gotten their one update so far. I sent project updates for individual municipalities throughout the past month or so. If anyone wants to meet with me and discuss them, I can meet out with the highway departments or with the supervisor, whoever wants to come see, and we can work through any problems. I'll be doing a swing through any of the projects that need maintenance probably around mid-December. So try and get everything done by then. And if you have any questions, you can email.
To Corey's point, like we have enough of a data set here that we're looking back over the past, it's been about 7 years since we rolled this out, but enough of the data set to look back and see what you guys are able to pull into your own workforce, what we might recommend. Maybe we just go out to bid and consolidate some resources. And like Corey said, it sounds like we're getting good feedback so far about the offer to meet and go through a little bit closer to determine what everybody should be doing, how we can boost what's being done. So again, yeah, as you said, if there's any questions that do come in, let's just keep the ball rolling. Because it seems we have many people's attentions, so we want to keep the feedback going.
So I was surprised to get something because I've never gotten anything before. We just have two drainage ditches that we clean out once a year, and we normally don't clean them out until the end of November, beginning of December, because we're waiting for the leaves to come down. Normally that's pretty much all we're clearing out of there, but because of the severe weather that we had this summer, you know, he showed a picture of sediment in there that normally we don't have, but you know, we've had some wicked storm events, and so I checked in with our highway guy after you sent that, and he said, well, I normally don't go out until after the leaves are down so that we can get that.
Makes all the sense in the world, because there's no point going out in August to have to go back out again.
Right. So I just wanted to make sure that's how we've been handling it, is once a year, and it's at towards the end of the year, so that we're cleaning everything out at once.
Right. Because of COVID, we haven't had any interns for the past couple of years, so this is the first time we could get an intern back out for the summer inspections, I only do the fall winter inspections.
Okay.
I don't have the time during the summer to get more inspections done, so.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was in good standing.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Anyone what else? Okay, we have a list of proposed meeting dates for 2024. Anybody have any issues with any of these dates? Now I'll entertain a motion to approve the dates.
I'll make the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Other business? Want to talk a little bit more about the sewer study?
So we did get a submittal that was an electronic copy to everybody as well. We got a submittal over the weekend with an update from Living Currents to what they are recommending that we move forward with. Essentially, what they did was they looked at all the data from the requests from each individual town and recommended three projects in total out of all the projects that were provided. One in Southeast Brewster, one in Patterson, one in Mount Kisco and Newcastle. Each one of these projects had different levels of detail that went into them. But essentially what they did is they took all that data and narrowed it down to three possibilities of recommending that we move forward with. What this board needs to decide is whether or not they agree with the methodology that they use to get to just those three projects. They're comfortable with the approach and whether or not these are the three projects they agree we should move forward with, or if we need to reevaluate the selection process. In order to do that, of course, everybody has to digest this document more in order to be able to make that decision. I don't think that the next available board meeting is in January, and that's a big time lapse between today's meeting and January 9th. So, after this has been provided and we probably have another meeting with Wood Recurring internally here, we have to decide whether or not they're going down the right path.
Well, to Keith's point, it is a big gap between now and January meeting, so this is probably going to be taken up by the executive committee, just so you all know, because we're trying to really push this thing. So if everybody could review this, and review the table that we were provided today. The table is something that came out of one of our last meetings with Wood and Current. And provide any comments back to the corporation who will disseminate them to the executive committee so we can.
And so who is getting back to me with clarity on the village?
I don't have an answer for you right now.
Reach out. Ken Kohlbrenner is the lead that we have for.
Well, no, I think we have to have clarity on the RFP or whatever because.
I think it said they were supposed to do all of them. So, Kevin, I mean, I wasn't at the meeting. So, if that's what your understanding was.
So, my entire village, I should be submitting information for the entire village.
Well, did you put a call to all the municipalities before we started? RFP?
We reached out to all the municipalities and requested information.
And you didn't get information from everybody.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, but yeah. Kevin says we got 15, so.
We did a collection process. I want to say that we told everybody, let's say, in the August meeting that year, and then said,
yeah.
And then we said, that is closed come December 1st. Give us anything you've got, any input you want to include, and that's what we're going to roll with.
So do you know if you submitted anything in response to that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So if I didn't, then I'm out.
No, because the RFP was written in a way that said they need to still call you and go through what you're.
So we did play phone tag with each other, but we never connected.
So I would say that anybody who does have documentation they want to submit for consideration should submit it now. I mean, I don't know what we're going to do with it, but you ought to start somewhere, right? Give it to Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start there, right? And then you can share it?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't keep this open forever. And, you know, the whole point was to do a broad survey with, you know, estimated flowages and identifying potential problem areas for future study, and then picking some number. We didn't say three, right? They said three. Picking some number to do a more intensive review on, right, with the grant money.
So Kevin, can you send me an email with the specifics that you need from me, and then I'll just get that done and send it back.
But I think the executive committee is going to have to be looking at, right? That's what you're suggesting.
That's what
I'm saying. Look at what you have. and figure out how to allocate the grant money that is available for the further study.
Right.
So that's going to be an intensive discussion at the October meeting, I think. And any of the board members can come to the EC meeting if they want to watch.
Sure.
There's no reason you can't, if you have an interest. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
When is it?
24th, I believe, isn't it?
Yes. No, the 26th.
26th?
Yes.
We also
October 26th. 26th is a Tuesday.
That's right. It was like 24th, 3 places.
Yes.
We could, yeah.
Their proposed number 3 for us with Newcastle.
All right. So if you've got, if you've got more information on this, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll talk to them because they clearly, we shared with them what we shared with them that I have probably about 2 dozen properties that just aren't connected to.
Yeah.
And so that's a small, which we'll probably deal with internally, but as far as other flow connecting through us, right, we already went through a multi-year process with the city, the county, myself, the folks at Fox Hollow, with a failing treatment plant 250 feet from the equipment, that we're all working on to come through us and sue Yeshiva. And a part of, you know, doing that part of one of those original 5 projects that the county had identified to solve that problem. Us being able to take more flow through our system right now is, I think, my understanding is limited also by the county trunk line and choke point in Chappaqua.
Yes.
And I think the village is
working on
it. The village is also sort of in a position, all right, what will ultimately be $80,000 of flow coming out of Fox Hollow, Birdwoods, Yeshiva, when it's maybe everybody's pulling sewer there. Okay, that's Newcastle. We also have friends in Bedford. Have some needs in the Bedford Hills section of, you know, that is a fairly straightforward extension for us. Probably does more for the watershed than an expansion, a further expansion in Newcastle. So, but we'll have that. And that's something that needs to be evaluated by Water Department as far as what's the, you know, if there's a limited amount of connection, a limited amount of flow that can continue to go through Mount Kisco and the county line down Yonkers, which will require another agreement with, and a modification line agreement between the city and the county and us.
Which you could take.
Right. The last one took what? I suggested this in 2016 for floor planning, and so we finally reached the agreement last year. So I think just where's the bigger bang for the buck? And it made for the watershed and for sanitary. Was an existing reservoir, which is in danger of an epic fail. So that's why everybody agreed in protecting the city's drinking water and finding a way to accommodate this, to not have ratepayers, you know, something the controller's office can sign off on, you know, from a cost increase standpoint. It worked for everybody. We had the ability to help, and we did that. Took longer than it should have, but we got there. Anything beyond that is going to have a really good reason, and I think water and curb being able to look at what's the benefit to the watershed on this extension versus an extension up in Bedford Hills is actually something worthwhile, because we're not looking at it. I'm not looking at it. I don't know that Bedford has looked at it. I'm sure Newcastle has made this request to us before, and we said, look, one thing at a time. And it's not entirely just on what our capacity is. It's the county, it's the environmental facilities, it's their trunk line, what's its capacity. So we're just getting
and
this.
And what's their willingness to have more effluent flow down to the owners?
Right.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other business? I guess we're down to adjournment.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, everyone.
Linda, we have this Excel or Adobe?
Kevin has it.
Kevin? Do we have this in Excel or Adobe?
Adobe.
So you're going to send it to everybody?
Hey, it's through.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Did you just have two
things?